inappropriate topic. My Biden is of no use to anyone else. Why do they keep on talking about my Biden? Like, I walk up to somebody in the street and they're like, what, you know, have you heard what's going on with your Biden? And I'm like, I don't, my Biden's fine. How's your Biden? It's just a weird, like, what is happening now?
This is our comeback episode. We're not talking about Joe Biden.
I always thought Biden was the thing my Pokemon Biden does before it throws an attack.
Biden.
Joe Biden.
Because if you use Bide, if he's Biden, then
it repeats.
Was it increase the...
No, it keeps going.
Oh, that's, I like that.
Or no, it that's stronger. Bind. It's bind.
Bind.
Joe Biden. Maybe
Binden.
Bind.
Binden. Joe okay. Binden.
I got my word wrong.
That's
anyway.
More like a southern like Pokemon farmer. Like, come on, I'm just going to get the Binden done on them haystacks up there, you stupid rock son of a bitch. And then he like, dies because Onyx kills him because he knows better.
Onyx?
He's a strong Pokemon.
That makes logical sense. That thing's like a rock snake.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
If you met a Pokemon in real life, no, dude, no.
It would look terrifying.
Oh.
It would look like a fever dream. God.
There's this thing that they describe in like Lovecraftian style like stories where you see something so horrifying that your brain refuses to comprehend it's just a hole in your vision.
I feel like that happens to me at least once a day with like concepts or situations. Like, I'll be in traffic and I'll just be home.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
That happens to me every time I open up Google Web Designer.
Oh, no.
It's just.
I've done the drive home thing where you just, like, you get in the car and then next thing you know, you're just, like, in your.
It's like an autopilot.
Room.
And I choose to believe it's because our brains think that drive is too traumatic for us to remember. It's like giving birth. Like, I don't remember any of the times I've given birth.
I forget them all.
None.
I've even put down the bottle and try to forget about them.
Oh, no, you can't put down the bottle. I mean, because if you've given birth, you got a baby to, you have to, but I don't even know how many kids I have. I forget it. It's awful.
I should have kept track.
Aren't brains amazing? Brains are wonderful things. Mine has been trying to kill me. So this is the Cutting Mat Podcast. We have returned from
and our brains are betraying us.
That's,
I wish we could say hibernation, but really
it's opposite.
It was more of a forced hiatus, an unintentional hiatus. But simultaneously forced hiatus, and
it was a slippery shit rope.
It was.
We kept trying to climb up it because you're all slippery and shitty.
Sometimes, like,
we were ill prepared.
Yeah. You just can't get ahead in life.
I couldn't get any of those grippy, grippy hand gloves.
I mean,
oh, like the socks?
No. Almost, yeah.
I know about them socks.
Oh, geez. Like, I don't think those would have helped me with the presidential fitness test.
No.
It wasn't, the problem wasn't that my hands weren't grippy. My problem was that I was a weak kid. I was droopy, dude.
I still am.
I'm grippy.
I'm still not climbing that fucking rope.
Man, I'm grippy. I'm just not droopy. That's
especially known much about PE teachers that I know now, that I got learnt on.
Yep.
Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Hell, you're lucky I'm even there.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you were there.
I wasn't even there half the time.
We had an episode earlier about like, why you should have skipped PE.
No, that should be a whole episode. Why you should generally skip some classes in high school.
Do things that you like instead.
Yeah.
Which, for the most part, is kind of what we've been doing for the past however many months. The past month.
Insert. No, we're not going to do that.
No, we're not going to insert.
Because I don't even remember at this point.
The technology's not there. We don't
the
have,
good news is...
Science doesn't.
Everybody pretend that you're imagining... what we've done for the last however long.
They're doing it.
It's like a cool workout montage.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta fight for your dick. My truck nuts. It's one of those. And then it's like Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, we're all running up the steps.
We're fighting for our dicks.
We're fighting for... Rocky Balboa's gonna chop our dicks off.
We gotta fight for your dicks.
Guys,
we have to fight for our dicks.
I never thought I'd be in that scenario. But the good news is we all have our dicks. And they're not... have been chopped off by Rocky Balboa.
We've all strengthened with cock push-ups.
Now we're doing the podcast, and I would say almost full time.
I hope so.
Because guess what? Your boy has no job other than what I do, and that's just going to be a lot of shit.
And the interesting thing about that is we can capitalize on this by producing content, and that content is going to be...
Oh, the highest of quality.
I mean, it's going to be, let's say, like...
Kind of high.
good.
We're going to be stoned.
It is going to be the good. Highest of quality. What is going to happen with this content?
The
is,
highest. It's going to be really stoned when I make it.
No, I'm aware that is yes. That was clever. I did enjoy. I do enjoy that.
Yeah. But like, you know, anything outside of that.
Well, I'm saying it's going to be raw. Like, this is going to be some uncooked content. This
uncooked content.
It's going to be raw. Means uncooked, raw. That's going to be some good content right there. What we have been doing though during the hiatus is doing our hobbies. Ultimately, this is a hobby podcast. Like, we're doing some kind of hobby all the time. Mm-hmm. Tino got a new job as an artist.
A visual designer, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's going great. Oh, the imposter syndrome sucks, that's for sure. God, but
I don't know what that means, but we'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into that. I've got the clinical definition pulled up for you.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm making ads for businesses. It's different from what I was doing before. A little different from what I was doing before. I know how to animate.
You learn animation from it?
Graphic animation, not like...
I mean, that's still animation.
Not like cartoon animation. But yeah, it's still good. Also, this thing called Google Web Designer, which I mentioned earlier, which is the devil.
You did mention it. I think that the words that you used were... every time I open Google Web Designer, my brain makes me forget what I'm doing to try to protect me, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It just like it. Yeah. Anyway,
sorry, my brain blocked that. Yeah, trying to protect me.
And then I'm gonna be learning Salesforce probably tomorrow.
Sorry about that.
Bless your heart. Because that's the worst thing ever.
They did a crash course, and then you'll be fine. Didn't make any sense, and now I've got to do it.
You can do art. You can figure out.
Yeah, I just got to do it hands on, and I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I've been doing for the last however long.
That's just life, right?
Since May.
Yep.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That's
May.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Blech.
Jesus Christ.
How do we go from one person to the other?
Well, I finally painted something I 3D printed. Like, I 3D printed some parts for a model kit, and then I put them together and I painted it. That's a new thing for me. I'm making progress, guys.
Holy shit.
I can paint 3D prints now.
Mm. I've been painting some of the stuff you 3D printed.
I see one over there. It looks good.
No one can see it because we're on audio land.
What's audio land? I can see it.
Yeah. We saw it, so that's all that matters. Listener,
imagine this. Visualize. Imagine it.
It's a bunch of shit on a desk.
It's a gooey boy with a mace, and he looks like a centaur, but he's big like a...
They like frog legs.
It basically is like a frog centaur. These 3D prints are awesome.
He's nurgly.
It's super nurgly.
Yeah, very nurgly.
I think that...
Nurgly!
Like, using this time to figure out 3D printing, good move. That's a cool tool that, like, I think that we can use in a lot of different hobbies and... Applies to just a bunch of different, not really industries, but like projects
one
for
day,
sure.
Fucking who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to make money on my hobbies. I want them to still be fun.
Nah.
Make them not fun. Nah, listen to me.
Here's the best thing to do.
Don't you do that.
We just got to buy a table at a convention.
If your hobbies are still fun, how do you make money?
You stop having fun.
You draw OCs.
Oh yeah.
You draw people's OCs.
That sounds like fun.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's how I keep my hobby fresh.
You make the Disney signs at conventions.
That's
where
true.
Where it's like, like 13 different movies. Like, my son is a lawyer and lives inside Ronald McDonald's Playhouse. And we fly to Hogwarts to battle Zeus. And like, it's just, I don't know, but they make bank.
You just described my dream job. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
But it'll be like Disney characters and like fun little atoms. Like, the force is strong with this family because we all have made a sacrifice of a human to Lord Goofy Movie 2. Like,
I saw that vinyl the other day on the back of someone's car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like the engraved initials.
It's like the guy that made the yellow orange gradient.
You know the
signs.
Oh, love it. You know that's so good.
It might be a Southern thing, but the engraved cursive initials that are on like back of cars and shit.
Oh yeah, but it's like first.
That's weird, right?
It's the Cricut mom starter kit.
Yeah,
it's literally first middle last, and it's usually like in a triangle. It looks fucking stupid.
Well, the Cricut's that
the vinyl cutter thing. Yeah.
That's a good tool.
That's
too.
A gateway of like having a hobby versus trying to figure out a business kind of thing, right?
God.
But
I think if I used my hiatus on 3D printing, I might have wasted it.
Nah.
I should have done something cool, like learn to cook. Or like,
I got good at painting again. Not at like the application, but of actually like doing it. No, like you're painting.
You're saying you got good at making yourself paint.
Yes.
Which is real good. That's
those
great.
Are words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like at it. Like I'm still like mediocre, but like
well,
doing it was a big fucking thing.
Is that a Sigmarine over there, that gold thing?
Oh, yeah, that's a fun, that's a long bad boy.
I love it.
There's you some can fit a lot of
he's been painting some real
Warhammer
good
terms some, in that thing.
Yeah. I 3D printed some little space kobolds, and I started painting them up, and I realized that use it or lose it absolutely applies to painting.
I lost it.
I forgot how to paint, and it took me like a full week of painting every day after work just to get back.
I literally, so
I'm still not back.
I left my last job and had like a month of free time.
Yes.
And then I started, mistakenly started another job. But in that other job that will not be named,
RIP,
I started to teach painting workshops.
Yes.
But I was so enthusiastic about like, oh, yes, I want to do this that I remember was like, oh, fuck, I haven't painted in like half a year. Like really sat down and painted.
Yeah.
So I had to like I sat down for like two nights in a row and just fucking paint.
It makes a difference, yeah.
Just that's my biggest recommendation is like if you haven't done that shit in a while or if just like you feel like you're slipping off of it, just take a weekend and do nothing but that.
Yeah.
Because then you like it'll be easy to get back into that routine.
It's also interesting how you reaccess those parts of your brain and it comes back. Like at first, imposter syndrome keeps you from. It's trying very hard to make you not do it because you were telling yourself due to imposter syndrome, as previously mentioned.
Okay.
You can't
you're
do
saying
this.
Words.
All right. You're bad.
I appreciate you saying the words.
All right. Check us out.
But I don't know what
how,
that
like,
means.
Imposter, imposter Professor Oak knows he's an imposter.
Is the name of my fucking new TCG company.
Excellent. Yes.
Is just imposter. And imposter. Then you read the Japanese.
Yes.
And then it's something. Bad doctor. Bad boy. It says bad boy doctors.
Bad boy doctors. Bad boy doctors.
They give you the imposter syndrome.
They're huge malpractice premiums also. But.
All
but the real imposter syndrome, like the core of the imposter syndrome is you're like you inverse Dunning-Kruger yourself.
Okay.
Okay, so think about this concept.
Is that a Pokemon?
Joel's brain
I physically had a reaction to that. Explain what that is.
Joel's
now.
Brain blocked that out to protect him just then.
I said, level not accessed yet.
You've got a clinical definition, Tito.
Yeah, I've got the clinical definition.
Make me stop talking.
No, not Dunning
Law and Order or fucking the big bad
Law and Order
boys.
SV fuck you.
Yes.
Imposter syndrome, also known as imposter phenomenon or imposterism, is a psychological occurrence in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud.
I've played that game plenty of times. Yeah, that's what that's called.
So,
I call it inverse Dunning-Kruger because Dunning-Kruger is when you don't know enough about something. And you think you're an expert.
Feel bad for it?
No, it's the other way. So like the forward Dunning-Kruger is, you don't know anything.
It's the self-aware Dunning-Kruger.
Yeah, with Dunning-Kruger, you don't know what you don't know about a topic. So you think you know more about it than you actually do.
Yeah.
This is, you know enough about a topic to know how much you don't know. And even though you know a lot about this topic, just knowing how much you don't know about a topic makes you feel like you don't know anything about it. So imposter
that
syndrome is
like a side effect of what the book learning said about what it was.
Yeah,
because that saying
it,
is like
it basically
you know
is. Yes.
That you like, for example, a master carpenter knows how to do carpets
like
real good.
But a master carpenter.
Something happens
to where it makes
him self doubt his carpeting skills.
He's carpeted a
even
shit ton of buildings.
Everyone else around is like, that's the carpeting man.
Everybody says
big,
he's
bad
the guy
carpeting
to go to.
Man.
He's the guy to go to, blah, blah, blah. This is the guy, and he's carpeted thousands of buildings. Everybody says
everywhere,
that he's dead.
His carpet
everybody
is
says
just
he's amazing.
Everywhere.
But on the inside, the master carpenter is terrified that someday someone will find out that he's actually not that good at carpeting.
Now, is
even
he
though
not,
he is.
Okay, so that's the thing, is that he is actually good, but he's telling himself that... He's telling himself that someone's going to find a flaw that either he doesn't know about or that he's making up in his own head.
He's gaslighting himself. But he's not actively doing it. There's that thing in the back of his brain that's doing it against his will.
And that thing is called his brain.
Yes. The back of his brain.
His brain in the back of his brain is making
brain
it,
in the oh, back of the brain is
I
making
had this discussion with Ellery earlier today. The ass of the brain is the cerebellum.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Where is yeah. that located? Was that near the...
It's,
is that,
it's where
is
you
that,
think.
Is that near the clit?
No, the clit of the brain... The clit of the brain is the medulla oblongata. Yeah, that's the... You guys don't know...
I never... That sounds like something that I would eat at Olive Garden, but I haven't been in a long time, so I don't know
don't
what that means.
Don't order that at Olive Garden. They might the actually crudita? Bring you... The crudite... Crudite. The crudite.
The blue croutons.
I always called that the Hector con carne.
Gray poupon.
The gray poupon of the Olive Garden world. Is the clit.
It's the clit. Yeah. And yeah. like imposter syndrome is really the clit of like a lot of the mental illness that many of us suffer.
See, that gives that like non-ironically not even not even for the podcast, I genuinely was having a hard time trying to like figure out what the fucking what
it's
that
because,
meant.
It's because it's weird as fuck.
Yeah. Because it could mean so many different fucking things.
But the other interesting thing is everyone I know has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, to some degree.
Yeah. Like,
and it's weird degrees too.
But it's in very specific scenarios.
And also severity.
Oh
yeah,
yes.
And different
because like it could be something real quick where you're just like, I don't want to learn that. Like, fuck, I'm not gonna know how to do it. When you're just like, you know how to do that, you could totally fucking learn that.
But
thing.
It could even be something you already know how to do.
Oh yeah.
But you don't think you're the best person to do it because you're not an expert, according to you.
Or you see something that someone else is doing that's better, or vice, whatever the fucking situation.
It makes you be
is.
Like, fuck it, I'm not an expert at this. Like, I can't.
You just doubt yourself. It's just self doubting.
I've run into it a lot at this new job. And they hired me knowing specifically I was very limited in my capabilities, but they were like, oh, okay, cool. You've got the base knowledge. You're going to make this work
out. They saw the spark in you.
Yeah.
You
had they the saw the gleam in your eye.
You had the potential, boy. And you here, could become
here I am. Here I am just like, no, I can't do any of this shit. What am I doing here?
And then a company's like, oh, no, we're going to pay you weekly with you know whatever benefits to do this thing.
We will graft adamantium to your skeleton. You will be fine.
You will be the new Wolverine.
Trained me in it and everything, and now I'm like flying through projects, but my brain is still like, you're no man.
I do it all the time. I guess now it has a name.
Yes.
So
I got invited to a conference. I got invited to a conference in Boston to give a talk about.
You gave a TED talk?
Well, no, I'm gonna do one next year. So I got invited to this conference because somebody read some of my scientific publications and they want me to do a talk about cell culture process modeling.
Yeah.
And I can, and they found me because I have published on that topic in the past. So I have first author publications in scientific literature about this topic.
Where do you find those?
You make them?
Where do you read it? Like, where do you find the publication?
Pornhub? You can find them on Pornhub or PubMed usually.
Okay, so since I have the title of the first person to ever upload a Gunpla hobbying tutorial video to Pornhub,
and that's
can
the thing.
You put your science papers on Pornhub as download
genius.
And be the first scientist to ever put science papers on the porn website?
I love this. I legitimately love that idea.
Science and porn.
And
nothing better.
I have the PDFs. I could just drop one right on there and be like,
just, here you go.
Here we are.
By the way, while what's happening here is great, something to read in the meantime.
I mean, you might want something to read. It's stimulating just in a different way.
Good after reading.
Would a science paper, like, voiceover?
Yo, sexy voiceover. The fucking Krumula Ka fucking jizzed all over the Udawada, you know, like
you just that's the title
I don't know
of
good
my
science
paper.
Terms, but
well,
you know,
but the science thing, I do know good science terms, and I still someone outside of someone that doesn't I don't work with that is somewhere in the field read my papers and thought that I should talk at a conference, and I disagree with them. Like somewhere in my core,
I think
that they should find someone better to give this talk on process modeling because I am not an expert at process modeling. I am just a single scientist out of many that publishes in this area, and so it's like, yeah, but like. I'm not the guy.
But for
but
all
anybody
you know,
who looks at me from out the outside it knows I'm the guy.
You. They literally
you wrote
picked
the
you
paper
though.
And they picked you.
That's, but that's the that's as far as I'm aware that is the textbook
is the reaction,
definition of imposter syndrome.
Is the reaction that me
but
and Tino had it. Is something that doesn't happen a lot so a lot of people just
honestly,
stick there
nobody,
they're like ah fuck
nobody's
why
ever
me?
Nobody's ever recommended that I upload one of these papers to Pornhub and I can say that that might be
game changing.
That might be enough just to put my mind at ease, just so that I can know that I have the title of the first scientist ever to upload a first author publication to Pornhub.
Why do you think I did it?
Well, I thought maybe you did
it's
it.
It's a first of.
Because you're not wrong. You're in the Guinness Book of Beers or whatever.
I could submit that and make a new category.
You should.
Guinness Book of...
Guinness Book of Irish Stouts?
Horny fucking nerds. Yeah. Because guess what?
That's
nerds. Like, okay. 3,000 people watched it, and that's weird.
Damn.
That's it's not weird. You know, that's it's not weird. If they want to watch, you know... fucking glory holes and Gunpla.
Yeah, they got to cleanse the palate, you know?
Exactly. They got to learn something.
The glory holes thing isn't weird because that's where you go to what?
A build night at a glory hole.
I'm just saying it's a little bit...
Yeah.
Yo. Distracting.
Yeah. It would be distracting, but it would be weird in a good weird.
I feel like you wouldn't be able to see much of the kit.
Yeah. Anyways, you're making these science bitches smarter or something?
Oh, I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, so...
Someone said your brain told you that you weren't good at it when someone literally invited you to come out, I'm assuming, in person.
But that's
in person.
I got to fly up there and like give a talk.
You have to fly. Are they paying for the flight?
No, they're not paying for the flight, but they're paying for
because it's just science talk.
But the important thing is like this happens to me every day. Like this is a regular occurrence.
Yeah, I feel that.
Imposter syndrome land just stays.
It doesn't stop.
Right. And the really interesting thing is it's happening to people that are just getting into the hobby as well because we've talked to them on our Discord.
Yes.
And this is, it's like every, we took some hiatus.
A couple months.
Some shit went down.
A lot of shit went down.
I got to make sure that's a good term.
We will talk about our summer vacation on the next episode. But the problem that we're seeing now is that we're seeing this cycle. And it's like the dark side of the hobby cycle where everybody who starts the hobby runs into the same problems that we ran into. And they're having the issues. I don't know. What do you think?
I see the same shit
mm-hmm.
that I regretfully did like years ago that we've even talked about of being regretful and owning up to it.
Yeah.
To have it just be done again.
Yeah.
It's new people.
Somebody's out there, you know, thinking that Instagram followers are Gunpla.
Yeah.
Someone's out there thinking YouTube thumbs ups are Gunpla. Like, I don't know. I don't know how the internet works.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. The youth.
The misinformation of not just the hobby, but I guess being involved in the hobby and the community that you become a part of or build yourself will make you a superstar is...
Those are... good. What?
Is not something that needs to be perpetuated in... new people in the hobby.
Yeah, you're exactly
right. But it's something that somehow, even though there's people like us and people in our Discord all over these other social medias that are trying their best to mitigate that.
Yeah. I do want to point out that and this will be available on our website or social media. Brandon has drawn a naked top.
Technically,
it's a human.
It's only a torso.
It has breasts. There's a nipple.
Okay, I drew a set of boobs because legally you're not able to scan a page of notes that has boobs doodled on it.
It's like a free copyright.
I was told this by a very qualified lawyer. Thank you, Mr. Giuliani. I think that this page may be one of the best ideas that we've come down to here because like just the way that we're going to get the word out to these people.
The breast... reminded me of social media.
Oh, that's right.
Because a lot of people always complaining. Yeah. They see cleavage and like, oh wow, that's why they're in the hobby.
Oh, I thought
not.
I thought you were gonna say because everybody on social media is tits. They're all just a bunch of tits.
All of our listeners are the tits.
Well, that's okay a different.
Say,
that's a different situation.
That's cool to say. That's
insert the air horn.
2005. Wah, 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 wah. But yeah, no, it just reminded me of. I'm getting distracted looking at them. I can't think properly.
They're nice. They do look good.
Thank you for closing that. Oh, look, that is a sticker from our friend John Lynn, if I'm correct. Did you make this one? There's a lot of cute bear Gunpla.
Yeah, that's a John Lynn one.
Yeah, that's John Lynn.
Certified Hood Classic on that one. But no, like, I'm just seeing, like, the same shit. And even, like, the same argument about, like, you know, weird incel kids mm-hmm. talking about content creators having body parts. And that's why they have views. And then, like,
it's weird, yeah.
The weird, like, emphasis on giveaways and you know, yeah. sponsors and the, kind of the same stuff we all felt, or at least I'll say myself, I felt trapped to. And I've seen a lot of the other people in the timeline of our community
for
era
real. Yeah.
that mm-hmm. fell into it, that now it's the same thing happening. It's a shitty Ouroboros.
Well, I... It's always going to be out there. No matter how loudly we scream into the void of these microphones, somebody out there will always make that mistake of getting their hobby confused with the social media for their hobby. And that's why we're going to do a whole episode on that.
Yes.
It's
doing the thing versus
pretending to do the thing.
Yeah. the thing to make it look like you're doing the thing on the main thing that everyone watches other people organically do the thing, but... They are subjected to false viewings of people doing the thing when in fact, sometimes they don't even do the thing.
The thing. Yep,
it's true.
There's a lot of things, and it's we're out in an outpost, Outpost 52.
Oh, here's some things.
And then, you know, we got to figure out who to light up with a flamethrower or a grenade or a flashlight. It's a great movie, The Thing.
The Thing?
Yeah, and the board game. I played that recently. That shit is tight.
I've played the board game. What? That sounds great.
It's like an imposter game.
You have to find out who's
who's the thing.
Oh.
And you have to clear rooms and like you get like sometimes you get a flamethrower or a gun or you just get like a petri dish that's worthless. Really
cool. All right.
I saw recently someone did a D&D campaign where they stopped a bunch of orcs from chasing a dog but none of them spoke orcish.
Oh no. Oh,
and then they went and saved the dog and then it just kind of turned into the thing.
It
from
is
there.
Yeah, exactly. That's
it's like that. Pretty much that's having a hobby on it and then also making the decision to post about your hobby on the internet.
Yep. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
I think we're done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we didn't really know how to end this one.
Yeah,
I mean,
we don't know because we're going to talk about let's talk about our new little fun little format we're going to try and stick to.
That's right. So we're going to try to do like a more than one episode per release. So I know this is kind of weird. But we used to just do like big old chunks of episode, and that's like a lot of stuff to listen to. And we were off topic most of the time.
Yeah.
We got a note from the Swedish Podcasting Society. It's actually how I found out that I was made of human meat, which apparently is illegal to export. So I can't be exported to Sweden. That's unfortunate.
I would love to go there.
What are you talking about?
They sent you the letter. About
that's right. The Podcast Society. They sent a letter about how our professionalism. They also left a review on Apple Podcasts about our unprofessionalism. And
they still gave us 5 stars.
Yeah, they always do. It's a Swedish thing. They're meatballs though. They're not stars, so they don't count towards the average. There's all these complicated.
You can
like
say it. It's rounded.
It is rounded.
Down,
it rounds.
Up.
It's rounded
it's
because
rounded
they're meatballs.
Meatball.
Yeah, they're meatballs.
Meatballs are round. Meatballs are round. Something. Hey. Sometimes meatballs aren't round, and that's okay.
That's
everyone's
fine.
Made different, like
look,
an IKEA meatball. IKEA.
They're not made of human meat. It's fine. They're delicious. But the real issue
is people are into that though.
High standards for professionalism coming out of that society.
Yeah.
We don't do that, so you're not gonna get that from our podcast.
No, but what we're gonna do is have like one that's like two subjects or three or four or five.
That was this one,
but it's like small and funny, and the second one's gonna be big and funny and have the meat. Of the shit sandwich be the like one topic.
Correct.
So that way our brains can focus real good.
Yep. So like we just got all of the unprofessionalism out on this episode and then now we're
going to... It's still going to happen, the other one.
I mean, it's fine. That's how we...
I'm
that's
drinking Sunny D out of a fucking pouch.
The point is we want to make sure that you're able to like actually get...
That was a fucking...
That sounded good. That sounded great.
Bro, that's Xenomorph D.
Damn, dude. That's... Okay, well.
I was going to put a Xenomorph on that packaging.
You got
there. Xenomorph D.
Dude, imagine the licensing opportunities with Sunny D and like
they haven't thought
HR
about it
Geiger.
Yet.
Xeno D sounds like
Xeno D.
Yeah.
Xeno D sounds
that
like
that sounds
something.
Like a gas station boner pill.
Xeno D.
Now that's what I'm going to make is a Xeno D. All right. Oh, now, Patreon, folks. Patreon is coming out. We're going to have Xeno D pills. These are going to be the best... erection radar pills.
Radar?
Radar.
Oh, yeah.
You take one and you know if anybody near you has a boner.
Yeah. It's like getting a UAV in a Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But it's for your boner.
It's like
suddenly you know of every boner within a 5 mile radius.
Including your own.
Including your own.
Should it happen to show up.
Yeah, it's a boner UAV.
Yeah. It's a UAB.
It's a UAB. It's a boom. UAB. UAB incoming. Everyone boners up. That's what that guy from the shooting game would say.
No, I've never played that.
He's always Australian or something. I don't remember.
Why is he Australian?
I thought he was British.
Speaking of Australians, that I'm... I don't want to say anything about their voters, but... This episode is sponsored by SMS Paints, who are in Australia, which automatically, let's just say, if you live in Australia... Fucking harder than anyone lives in the United States. They had to fight literal animals.
Like, we can't ride our spiders here. They're not big enough to
exactly.
take us to work.
I see a small one, and I'm going to pull a gun on it because I'm American.
I do got to say that, like, SMS Paints is some good paints.
No, yeah. I paint a lot of, almost 90% of my toys get the sweet, loving embrace of an SMS Paint binding to their skin.
That's pretty impressive.
Like a xenomorph.
Yeah. The sweet, delicious SMS. Do not ingest.
No. I learned that the hard way.
Oh.
So during my break of painting, I kind of got in the bad habit of licking my brush.
That's not a bad habit. I've done that my entire life.
But I forgot I was using SMS Paint.
Oh, no. That's lacquer.
And there's lacquer. And I immediately... I got it all. I'm safe.
Bad touch.
I'm good. Ugh. I'm fine.
That's fun.
But no, they're great. I use a lot of them from Japanese soft vinyl.
Good move.
That being fucking Adam.
That's right.
Of the other half of Yenshin Toys. He uses a lot of SMS. It makes our things shiny and good.
I mean, I'm looking at these vinyls and like, that paint looks real stuck on there. Like,
it's not coming off.
It's a smooth coat.
It is
on. It's
very
well blended. I don't know, man.
That one looks like.
Trust me, I tried because I was like,
very shiny.
Like, what does this taste like? Like after it's painted, they just take a big old bite out of it.
It's a really bad
taste. Enough of it.
It's like a gasoline lollipop.
It's delicious.
A gasoline lollipop.
Yeah.
They stopped making those back in the '60s. I don't know why.
I don't know what happened. That lead paint,
like lawn darts, lead paint, gasoline lollipops.
But yeah, SMS paints are better than lead paint. 100% proven.
Better than lawn darts, though.
Lawn darts.
I don't know, man.
What's
maybe
a lawn dart? Is it a thing, the bags you throw the holes?
Well, no, it's like a missile with like a.
Anyways,
like a spike.
Go check out SMS Paints. You can find them at online.
Yeah.
On the online.
All right, dudes. Look, welcome. Thanks for thank you for listening to this first episode back. I guess we'll do our outros. And
we
then...
never signed in. Aw, shit.
That's all right. We're rusty.
Shit.
You'll get the hang of it.
Well, like I said,
all right.
I just realized that we never signed. This is a sign in, sign out. That's why we keep getting fucking letters from Sweden.
So some podcasts like win awards for shit like
we're barely on the air.
What happens to us is these podcasting organizations break into our houses and steal awards that we won for other things. We have negative awards.
And then
they hold them
they
hostage.
They label over them. They go click 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 click.
It could be a bowling trophy. It says best podcast.
Except it's just like negative best podcast because it's a negative one trophy.
No.
How are we in the negative?
We've
returns.
Lost.
We
awards.
Just came back. And now
we have
we're
to
negative.
Win three awards to break even this year, you guys.
Where? What?
How? Okay. All right. Well.
Just to break even, Tino. Just to break even. Joel. Break.
I'm not good at math.
Just surviving.
I might be worse at math than Joel.
We are.
But
that's
I know,
not possible.
I know.
We are in the red.
We're negative.
As the podcast accountant, I'm here to tell you guys we're in the red.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Freezing.
Lord
Christ.
Almighty, please bring us an award.
I guess it's time
Dale
to hustle.
Earnhardt back.
Hustle on those.
Well, we gotta sign
you know
out
what?
So we can do the next.
Wait, hold
episode.
On. There's a store like 3 miles from here.
Oh, the trophy store.
That makes engravings on trophies and stuff. We can just.
All right. Here's what I'm gonna do. Here's
we
what
might
I'm
be able
do.
To balance the budget
no,
after
no, no,
all.
No.
guys, I think we figured it out.
Here's what we're doing. We're gonna hold this to it. We're gonna make the first ever. At least that way, I'm aware of.
Uh-oh.
Best The Cutting Mat Podcast Listener Award. It's going to be a random picked award, but you're going to get a physical trophy.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Okay.
But
We'll have to find the golden.
We get to pick what cool thing they put on it.
Oh yeah.
And it may not be related to podcasting.
It may not be safe for work.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I was about to say it's gonna be a dildo. I've got a little.
You know it's gonna be.
It's probably gonna be a dick.
You know it is. It's gonna.
But it's all. But it's. Do we want to do that though? Because it's like. And then it's like calling that person like the number one dick listener.
Okay. No dicks. Like, no dicks.
It could be. No dicks. No body parts.
No body parts for sure.
But it could be a full body.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Or it could be the golden pair of truck nuts. So
the fable truck nuts.
We've been on the lookout for that. And this is a real thing that's happening. If it doesn't happen in a month, just say something at me and I'll remember to do it. But I like after when Tino and Brandon go home, I'm going to unsafely search for the words use truck nuts.
Probably could move, yeah.
Unsafely?
Unsafely search for. I'm turning the filters off. The sign is down. The sign is down.
If you turn the filters off, then you're going to get.
I could see some real nuts.
You might actually see some nuts, Joel.
I might see some new nuts.
No.
New truck nuts. And that's the worst thing you can do.
Oh, God.
But I'll get a pair. I'll paint them gold.
You're taking one for the team and the entire podcast audience.
And that,
right now.
Those fucking trophy. Idiots down the street.
Those idiots.
Those bastards.
Those trophy bastards.
They're going to make a really good base that says number one, and then they're going to use the real trademark TM'd logo. Number one listener.
I'm in.
The Cut 'Em Out Podcast.
All right, let's do it. Let's make this happen.
Let's do it.
This is how you do a return.
Oh, wait, we got to sign off.
Yep, here we go. Signing off. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the brand new 100% back episode of Cutting Met Podcast. I am your sign-in, sign-off boy, Tino, also known as Big V Roman, all over the internet. I am a cartoonist and graphic designer. I also do Gunpla and other things, mini painting, whatever. To my right is the one and only Brandon. Please intro, outro yourself. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I do mecha genre, and I am the thing.
.com. IamTheThing.com /EDU.
Oh, his head just started splitting down the middle for a second.
TurkeyGravyOrgy.edu.
There it is.
And this guy's Joel.
Yeah, you can check me out at literally now for the first time ever, UsedTruckNuts.com. And that is UsedTruckNuts with a Z for the S. Don't even think about fucking typing in UsedTruckNuts. I gotta check it real quick because like there it is used truck nuts. So used truck. The word like the band
used
truck T R U C K nuts.
With a Z.
With a Z, not an S.
So the Z's on nuts. So
it's a real thing. I spent $20 on this, guys. Please use it. Yeah. I saved my lunch money for like a month.
If you bought that domain, where am I going to get used truck nuts?
That no one took that domain, but it was like $100. It's not that fun of a joke anymore.
That's not worth it. No, don't.
Now, hey, maybe if I sell enough, I'll buy that domain.
I mean,
that'll
honestly,
be my come up story.
You used to have a Z, and
it.
Then he was able to afford the S.
The S, and that's what solidified.
Someday we'll be able to afford the S on the Cutting Mat Podcast.
God, I can't wait.
It's a Z. It's the podcast.
Yeah, just go there.
It's podcast.
Yeah. And then, see you guys. Oh, we're done.
Okay.
Oh shit! I'm the thing.
No, we gotta kill the thing with the fire. Hey, oi! Fucking Gamma! Hey, oi! Hey, oi!
He's trying to be a whale now. Oh no!
Where's Kurt Russell at?
Oh god!
Kurt Russell!
Oh, the dog died. Oh no!
Kurt Russell! Where are you?
Save me, baby, Kurt Russell, Jesus!
Kurt.